Editor's note. Please see related stories. Volunteers look to win battle against invasive plant in Lake Bernard. New fund aims to control spread of invasive common reed. In Ontario, there are hundreds of invasive species, and that's why Invasive Species Awareness Week, February 28 to March 4, is crucial. Invasive species impacts are varied. They outcompete native sport fish, plants and animals, impact real estate prices, and can even cause physical harm such as skin burns from giant hogweed sap. Let's focus on Phragmites australis, considered one of Canada's worst invasive species, to not only understand the impacts but also celebrate success in managing an invasive species. Phrag is a very tall and fast-growing perennial grass now covering nearly 17,000 hectares of shoreline, wetlands, and road allowances. It contributes to accidents by hampering sight lines at rural intersections and blocks municipal drains, adding costs to municipal budgets. It creates ecological dead zones and impacts all at-risk species. It is trouble in so many ways in Ontario. Many communities are fighting back. The term, fragger, describes people on the ground working to control phragmites. Ontario fraggers are making incredible progress in Georgian Bay, Lambton Shores, Sundridge, Manitoulin Island, Long Point, Concardon and other places where it impacts coastal property values. These local efforts and their evolving expertise contributed to new frag control methods like cut-to-drown and spading techniques developed right here in Ontario. The frag fight triggered the establishment of the Green Shovels Collaborative. GSC includes the Invasive Species Centre, Ducks Unlimited Canada, the Federation of Ontario Cottagers Associations, the Nature Conservancy of Canada, the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and the Ontario Turtle Conservation Centre, with a mandate to prevent and manage invasive species. The GSC cost-benefit analysis attributes a negative economic impact of over $470 million to frag infestations. Supported by hundreds of Ontario fraggers, the GSC developed a sophisticated provincial framework to coordinate phragmites prevention and monitor success. Developing the framework did not stall GSC's community-level momentum, as the newly created Invasive Phragmites Control Fund provided over $100,000 to support community action on phragmites, enabling fraggers to purchase equipment and drive more on-the-ground response. The battle against invasive species can feel really hard, but we've shown it's possible. The GSC and the fleet of keen fraggers pushing back against the spread on beaches, and in ditches and wetlands in northern and southern Ontario are demonstrating how to reduce the impacts of invasive species. The Ontario frag story is worth reflection during Invasive Species Week. We have the tools, but need political will, financial resources and manpower to do more. To become a fragger, or help in other ways, contact me eric.cleland@natureconservancy.ca and the Green Shovels Collaborative, www.greenshovels.ca. Eric Cleland Phragmites Program Led, Green Shovels Collaborative, Nature Conservancy of Canada.